Wednesday, Parshas Chayisara, Shir Yud Beis, Parshas Chayisara, in Shabbos, fourth year Bachrim, including me, Shir Yud Beis.
Before we begin, just a short announcement. I'm almost finished writing over the Chazara in question-answer form. After we have it in written Chazara, there will be an oral Chazara, Beis Hashem, next week. I will be back, Beis Hashem, Tuesday morning. It'll be Neder, Siyata Dishmaya. There'll be Shir Tuesday morning. Thank you very much. The Chazor sheets will be handed out tonight. Or, I mean, if anyone, who is this supposed to give to? Someone wanted it early. Give it up. Tomorrow, there will be a shmooze from Mati Polanski at 12:30. Everyone is invited to attend. The shmooze, I believe, will be here in our Shir room. I think it's a nice opportunity to be able to get to hear of Mati, though I don't, I'm not saying that it would be appalling for you not to attend. I just think it's an opportunity to yes attend. Sunday night, Rabbi Wagshall will be giving a shir for our shir after Ma'ariv. I think it would be appalling for you not to attend. For such a choshev v'talmud chacham to come and for people to not show up is slightly insulting, and even a slight insult I don't think is a wise idea when you're dealing with someone of that stature. So I strongly advise everyone to come and to enjoy. Also, he's Baruch Hashem, aside for anything else, he's just an enjoyable person to be able to learn from and to learn with. And you'll probably get a little bit of a different perspective than what we. Well, what we're saying, I have to figure out exactly what he's going to say on. And then Beis Hashem, on, as I mentioned, on Tuesday, I'll be back with Siyata Dishmaya. We're going to move along the sugya. We're going to try to do as much of the sugya we can today and try to like get into the next sugya. Okay. For the Schweitzer? Okay. Everybody said we started with one mahalach in the sugya yesterday. We asked three whopper shilas in the sugya. The three whopper shilas we asked in the sugya are, let's see, does anyone remember the order of the shilas? Because I asked them not in the order I would have asked them otherwise. We asked three whopper shilas in the sugya yesterday. Why here? Why is he asking from? He gives Mavalo Nisu. Just ask from Kol Torah Kula. Ines Rachmana Patre. So over here in Yigitin, it doesn't work. Why? Why is Gittin different? But Gittin is different from everything. Why are we comparing it to our case of Yigiasman Valo Nisu? Echelus Mishalo Echelus Betruma Yigiasman Becha Beshabes Mituch Shiach Lichnas Ena Ma'ala Mazoinis Lefiicha Chalul Chalsi Persin Ena Ma'ala Mazoinis. What Shaiches? That's one question. The next question we asked was, and a Tanai is a Tanai. What? I don't get it. If a person makes a tanai, I'm an ask that it doesn't rain tomorrow. I davened it shouldn't rain. I'm an oinus. They rain. What shaychus? What does tanai have to do with oinus bichlal? And the third shaila we asked was according to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that what that challah is not a real oinus. That pirsanida is not a real oinus. No, not the Rambam. According to the Ritva, that piercing is not a real oinus. Why is piercing not a real oinus?
He could
get married. It's just that it's not comfortable. So it says the Ritva, what does chala mean? Does he have meningitis? No, he has laryngitis. He can get married. It's just not gishmak to get married. He's not going to be able to sing Eishes Chayil, or what do they sing when they dance the chasen to the, you know what I'm talking about? Something like that? No, that other song, when they dance him to his seat. Behibishur Melch, that's the one. He's the most recent. The most recent over there. Yeah. There it is. Okay. Kloponim. He has laryngitis, so it's not bekvemt. What does it mean, personita? It's not bekvemt. What does it do with oinus? What does it do with the sugya of oinus? What shaychus? So we said one mahalach. The mahalach is from Reb Chaim. It's brought down. Reb Chaim is meramis to it himself, and Tzentzlach. Tzentzlach is, you have to know, there's many different the avenues to get to Reb Chaim. The most authentic and the only one that the briskers use is called Grach ala Rambam. Because it's the only one that Reb Chaim himself printed. And they have this whole thing. Reb Chaim wrote many different versions of it, and then he filtered it down and filtered it down until he came to, like, this is like, this is the one thing that you're willing to write. You know, there's a famous saying, not everything you think you say, not everything you say you write, not everything you write you print. So Reb Chaim had a lot of things that he thought, a lot of things he said, a lot of things that he wrote. The only thing that he printed is Grach ala Rambam. So the briskers is the only thing they use. In brisk, you will not find a Grach ala Shas, which is the Tzentzlach, which means the stencils. It was never really printed in regular form because it's meant to be like stencils. It's only like, you know, this is like not the real thing. Because he didn't write it, so it's not printed. It's stencils. It's called Reb Chaim stencils. And then there's the other Talmid of Reb Chaim that asked Reb Chaim questions. Now Stencilach is from Voloshin. Before Reb Chaim went to brisk, he was in Voloshin. So that was before Brisk. It's not real Brisk. It's, you know, the Brisker dynasty started in Brisk. So therefore, they're like in Brisk, it's like, you know, this is also a big Brisk. Nunu, Nunu, that's what they'll say. Say something, Nunu. If it was in Sefer, then, you know, then they have to defend it. But if it's, you know, it's in Stencilach, Nunu. So there's other Reb Chaims. Reb Chaim is brought by Talmidim. Various Talmidim had conversations with Reb Chaim, and there are many different Yesoidas that are brought down from Reb Chaim, and there's very different places. Reb Baruch Ber is one major resource for Reb Chaim's Torah because he was very close to Reb Chaim. There's something else called Ginzei HaGrach, which is they found their compilation of different things from the Grach, and they found Kisvei Yaldus. The grandchildren put out Kisvei Yaldus of Reb Chaim, Chedush Reb Chaim, which is printed by Orai. So there's many different places, ways to get to Reb Chaim. Okay, so this is one of them. One of them is over here, Reb Baruch Ber B'shem with two massive chidushim. Massive chidush number one is, what is it? What is the definition of oines? Does oines mean that we see it as if you did it, we just don't punish you for it? Or does oines mean it's a heisnish that you did it? I would have said oines rachmana patre. What does patre mean? We patre you from punishment, but how do you did it? But you're just not held accountable. Says Reb Chaim, name. Oines rachmana patre means it's called you didn't do it. The raya is the Chem de Shloima brings the raya. It's not Reb Chaim's raya. The Chem de Shloima brings the raya because if a person is oivet avodas, so then the behemah doesn't become aser b'ano. Why does the behemah come aser b'ano? Because it never happened. Because it's like you didn't even do it. Oh, chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is, what's the tnai? Here is a gitech im loy basi. This is a get if I don't come. Does he mean to say this is a get if I don't appear? Or this is a get if I do a maisa of loy basi. I'm actively not coming. I do an act of not coming. If it's a get if I don't appear, well, I didn't appear. So, I mean, I didn't appear behind us. So what? I didn't appear. But if it's I did an act of not coming, says Reb Chaim, it's not called I did that act, because I was oines. Now, if oines just means we don't hold you accountable, okay. But did you not come? You not came. Tonight's a t'nai. I don't care what I'm holding you accountable. It's a t'nai. He says no. The pshat is I didn't do an act of loibasi. I wasn't actively loibasi because I'm an oines. And oines is called. So Reb Chaim answers the two first major questions that we asked. The first question we asked is, what is Reb Chaim bringing from over here particularly? What's over here that we're saying? So the answer is, over here it's also Higiyaz Man V'loi Nisu. The Chayr is saying it's a loy Nisu. So also over here it's not, it's something which is negative, says Reb Aaron Leibsteinman. I did an act of loy basi. The other thing was, the other question we asked was, what does it do with Tanai? The answer is, the Tanai is an act. Act of Lebasi. If I'm an oinus, I didn't do that act. But Reb Chaim doesn't answer the third diak. What was the third diak we said? According to the Ritva, what does that do with oinus? What does that do with oinus? So, L'choira, Reb Chaim's whole mahalach is only going to work with Shita of who? The Rambam. Which doesn't bother me, because anyone that knows about briskers know that the briskers are very, very big followers of the Rambam. All the briskers svarim are all on the Rambam. Grach ala Rambam, Griz ala Rambam. They're into the Rambam. So that Reb Chaim said a mahalach and it only stems with the Rambam doesn't faze me in the slightest. There's also Chalahu, that's also on. It's also Oinus. No, the Ritzvah holds not Einus. The Ritzvah holds he has laryngitis. The Rambam is going to have to hold that the Pshat is he has meningitis. It's going to be Machlekes Rambam and Ritva. What was Chalahu Chalsahi? The same way there's a Machlekes, what's Pirsa Nida? The Rambam says Pirsa Nida means it's impossible to get married. The Rambam is going to have to hold Chalah means he's mamish, impossible for him to get married. And according to the Ritva, he says, no, piercing it just means not comfortable. Says the Ritva, like Challah, which is just uncomfortable. The Ritva's understanding, Challah doesn't mean it's not physically possible to get married. It just means that it's just not bakvemt. It's not comfortable. They, I don't know, call them Chassidim, but... Rabbi, we have to say a new mahalach. This new mahalach, we're meyachis to the Pnei Yeshua. A whole different mahalach in the sugyo. Ganza andra mahalach. Zok the heilige Pnei Yeshua. The following thing. This is the Pnei Yeshua. Let's try for a moment to figure out what's going on over here. Let's be a little bit more like... Let's try to be a little bit more understanding. Don't be so brisk. Understand what's going on. What's the dynamic between the husband and wife over here? Why is he giving her a get in loy bussi mikan gad yud beis chedesh? Why is he doing that?
Why die? Doesn't want to be the unknown.
So
he wants to protect her. If I'm gonna go to
Aguna. He wants to protect her from coming in Aguna. So we're going to go with that mahalach right now, which is he's saying this is a get, because
Chrissy, I'm coming back.
I'm not an absentee husband. I'm not an absentee husband. I want you to know that I am going to be back. And she says, you're always leaving me. No, I'm not leaving you. I'm not an absentee husband. So now, says the Pnei Yeshua, if this guy did everything he could to get back, would you call him an absentee husband? If he's a later gayer, if he's a guy that just, you know, decided not to come, okay, you call him an absentee husband. But this guy, mamish, did everything he could to come back. Would you call him an absentee husband? No. So, don't look at the words of the Tanai. Understand what's going on underneath the Tanai. When he said to her, "Hareze gitech imloy basi," what did he mean? Did he mean that if I'm not here and it doesn't make a difference what the conditions are, so then you're divorced? Or did he mean to say, listen, lady, I'm going to do everything I can to get back here. And if I did that, so then of course we're not divorced. Because then I showed you that I'm coming back. So because we understand, very good, because we're now understanding what he means, it's as if that's what he said. There's a concept called something that's beliboy ubelev kol adam. Everyone understands. Everyone knows something called beliboy ubelev kol adam, which is not dvarim shebelev. Libo lev kol adam means that everyone understands in the context of what's going on. We understand what's happening. In the climate of how this is happening, if it's belibo you believe, kol adam, it's not called barm shebelev. And therefore, that's the way we're going to understand what he's saying. So when he can't come back, let's get it clear. Why is it that we're saying it's not a get? Why do we want to say it's not a get?
Everyone knows.
Because there wasn't a kima that tonight. The Tanai was, if I don't try hard to come back. I tried very hard. Can you blame me for not coming back? No. Therefore, that's what it is.
What? If in
12 months he did not try to come back.
How are you going to know that?
Oh, you won't? That's a very good question. That's anyway a very good question. How do you know if he's an Einus or not an Einus? Even let's go with Chaim's way. That's the Gemara actually gets that. Gemara says that's the problem with this Tanai, because we will never know. It could be 15 years later, she already remarried, and she already has like 5 kids, and he comes back and says, oh, I was an Einus the whole time I was in jail. Guess what? We're still married, and that's going to be a major problem. You're right. But anyway, you learn, like Reb Chaim, like this, it's going to be a big problem. But this is the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua. So let's explain the Pnei Yeshua's pshat. Pnei Yeshua is saying like this. Ein achrami. This has nothing to do with Oynes Rachmana Patre. Nothing to do with Oynes Rachmana Patre. Doesn't have to do with the Xeris Akosiv that you're potter from punishment. No. No, that's not the Sugi B'chlav. This is just, we're trying to understand what did he mean when he made the Tanai. He meant, I'm going to make sure to come back. I made sure to come back. The extenuating circumstances didn't make it. That's not included in the Tanai. Where do we see a similar type of thing? It says over there, Higiyazman v'loi nisu. Higiyazman v'loi nisu. He didn't come back. Do we hold him accountable for not coming back? Let's say it's pure Sanida. Is he Milo Mazinus? Why not? Did he get married? Did he get married? No. So why doesn't he give her Mazinus?
It's not what he meant.
Because
it's not what he means.
It's not about so say why. Why not? Say a little bit better, Yisrael. Say a little bit better. Why not? Why does it have to, is he an issue? He gives my beloved Pirsonida. Why does he have to give him a sonus?
He didn't mean to get married to someone as a Pirsonida.
Yeah, but it's not about what he means. It's just a little bit better. It's not about what he means.
I'm going to get married to you in 12 months, barring, you know, extenuating.
But it's not up to him. The Chacham said, it's not bakvemt, it's not normal. Even though we said loy nisu, but loy nisu doesn't mean loy nisu. What does loy nisu mean? You have to do it a normal way. If you try to do it and it's candy, it doesn't work out. We're not going to blame you for that. Because of Oynes Rachmana Patre? No! How do I know it's not Oynes Rachmana Patre? Because the Ritva holds. It's not an Oynes. You could get married. So why does he have to veto? He gives my Oynes. Is it a gives man? Yes. Is it Oynes? Yes. Why not Peter? Because this is not normal. When it's not normal, we don't hold you accountable. So he says, look, I'm coming back. But when he said, I'm coming back, he means normal. This is not normal. Same type of thing.
We can't say in the Torah also every honest in the Torah. It's not normal that I will
keep Shabbos. Every honest in the Torah, it has to be not physically possible.
It's not physical.
And then you're potter because it's not because it's not normal. It's because it's not possible. Einus Rachmana Patre is not possible. Over here, it's very possible. They're all very according to this lechayra. When it says Igizman, it says over here. For example, Hezekitech imloy basi mekan vad yud beis chaydish, and he got sick. What does sick mean? Sick means that imamish, it was like impossible for him to come back. He was like he was pushed lying in a hospital bed. Or it just means no one's travels, and I had the flu. It's not normal to travel and have the flu. Could I have traveled?
Yes.
Maybe. So you can tell me I'm an oynis? Oynis Rachmana Patre? No. If a person has the flu and he decides not to bring Karban Pesach, that's just not going to fly. It's chayiv kares for that. What do you mean? I'm not feeling well. That's not going to fly. If a person has the flu and doesn't show up to Seder, it's not going to fly. It has to be that Pasha can't do it. But over here, we're saying that when I said I'm coming in 12 months, I meant under normal circumstances. It's not normal to travel when I have the flu. People don't travel with the flu. So therefore, so we answer all three kashas. Hold on, let me say that, and then hold that thought. We're going to answer all three kashas according to the Pnei Yeshua. Question number one. What are you, like, hacking over here? Call it Torah Kula. What's the answer to that question according to the Pnei Yeshua? This is not Oynes Rachmana Patre. You're right. This is not, we're not saying that there's no Oynes Rachmana Patre. It's a different thing. Question number two was, what's question number two? It's a Tanai. So then what does Oynes help you? The answer is, we're understanding in what he said. What did he mean? We're understanding when he said, Loi Basi, did he mean to say that if I'm not here, doesn't matter by hook or by crook, if I'm not here, then I'm going to, or did he mean that I'm going to try my best, I'm going to try to do what's normal. So we understood that he means what's normal. So therefore, it can make sense that he's going to be Potter. And the third question was, what do you mean? How could you compare this to the before? Before he's not an Oynes. Before, in a Chanami, it's Taka not an Oynes. This is not an Yisrachman or Potter. Gishmak, right? We say we have two mahaltim, and I'm going to show you machlokes, rishonim, achroinim. We're going to try to go all the way down through what a nafkum in between these two mahalchim are. Here goes. First of all, I'd like to show you where the Achrayim see that Rashi holds like Reb Chaim. Where do we see Rashi holds like Reb Chaim? The top of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Top of Daf, take a look at Gimel Amid Aleph. The words are midiyoraisa lo havigita. What Rashi says is because really there is tainus oinus midiyoraisa. When Rava said then you get an enikin, he's saying it's a dirabanan because we couldn't find him a car for Rava. But midiyoraisa there is a tainus oinus begin. Says Rashi why? Shematzinu tainus oinus minatayra shenemar ulanayra loisase davar. What's the case of a lenayra lasasa davar? Anyone know what the case is? A woman is in the field and she gets attacked by a man and he takes advantage of her. She is helpless. She's being violated. Is this something that she's it's just uncomfortable for her, or is it impossible for her to defend herself? Impossible. This is real einus. This is the makar in the Torah for Aynis Rachmana Patre. Where's the makor for Aynis Rachmana Patre? This pasuk. Why is Rashi bringing Aynis Rachmana Patre in our sugya? The answer is not like the Pnei Yeshua. If you go like the Pnei Yeshua, our sugya is not Aynis Rachmana Patre. The answer is, he must tell that this is a din of Aynis Rachmana Patre. What does Aynis Rachmana Patre have to do with Tanai get? The answer is, it's called that I weren't Makayim the Tanai because I didn't do a mice of Loibas. The Chayra, this Rashi seems to bring us to the base medrash of Reb Chaim. What? What do you mean? If Aretz Mediraisa, because he's going to say, because we hold that we don't hold of the svara that we're making up. The Gemara is have a minute to have the svara. Okay, we'll see when we get to the Gemara. We'll have to get to the Gemara. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Our koponim is Rashi Shit. Shaila is like this. What would happen? This Rebbech Be'er brings a similar type of thing, and Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, and we also gave it out over here from the Arz of the Be'erah. What would happen if a man says, "Harei zegitechem lebasi, mikan vad yud beis chodesh"? He has no intention of coming back. It happens to be that the last month he gets sick as a dog and can't come back. He had no intention to come back anyway. No intention to come back. But he was so sick he couldn't come back. Would you say it's a get or it's not a get? This is, hold on. This is a machlekes achreinim. It's a machlekes achreinim. Machlekes between, let's see, he brings it over here. Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Yaakov. The Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Yaakov.
He always could have changed his mind at the last second.
What? He didn't change his mind. He's very open about it. He didn't change his mind.
8 hours before this date, he could have changed his mind.
He didn't change his mind.
He did not change his mind. It's already, it's 12, it's done. After, it's 12 months are up. He goes to his wife and says to her, "Listen, lady, I got to be honest with you. I did not change my mind. I didn't. I was really, the whole time, did not want to marry you. And I would not have come, even if I happens to be, I was sick." So it happens to be. So are they divorced or are they not divorced? Is there a kima of the tonight? Is there not a kima of the tonight? So machlekes Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Yaakov. Pnei Yeshua.
Oh.
Says the Pnei Yeshua, Avada, it is a get. Why? Says the Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky, because what's the vort according to the Pnei Yeshua? We're trying to see, is he an absentee husband, yes or no?
Yes.
What's the answer? He's an absentee husband. He's not coming back. So he is that absentee guy. He couldn't come back anyway, but he is an absentee guy. So then, that's a key of the Tanai. Masha'ein Kane, according to Reb Chaim, What's the tnai? You have to do an act of loibasi. I didn't do an act of loibasi. If I couldn't come, then I didn't do an act of loibasi. I wasn't acting loibasi. It wasn't possible for me to do a busi.
It's coming back to stream. Even if I wouldn't have been sick, I wouldn't have shown up.
That's true, but that's not an act of loibasi because I couldn't come. Loibasi is where I could come and I don't come. I'm loibasi, but I couldn't come, so I'm not loibasi. I didn't come, but it's not an act of loibasi. I didn't not come. I couldn't come.
Going away was an act of loibasi.
What? Everyone understands what he wants.
It's not about what he wants. You need a came up tonight. You need
a came away. Was the act of loibasi?
Yeah, but no. But he needs to do a loibasi and shnei masr chaydash. He did a loibasi on 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. He has to do a loibasi and shnei masr chaydash. That's not his chazaka. Doesn't work. He needs to do it. He didn't do a loibasi. There is no loibasi.
If you would have asked him at 12 months, do you want to go back? No.
But it doesn't make a difference. Like we said, he could always change his mind. He can change much.
Ain't
a chanami, but he didn't do a loibasi anymore. There's no loibasi over here. Not according to Reb Chaim. No, Reb Chaim the Shittah says not a patur. You didn't do the maisa. This maisa is not a seachas to you. I did not do a maisa of loibasi. I was not loibasi. I wanted to be loibasi. I would have been loibasi. I could have been loibasi. I should have been loibasi, but I wasn't loibasi.
What? And he wasn't loibasi.
He wasn't loibasi.
Right?
He wasn't.
He was loibasi.
No, he wasn't. He didn't come.
He didn't show up.
But if he couldn't come, he didn't do a maisa of loibasi.
Why don't we only say this when he wants to? He wanted to have came back. So he's like, listen.
Let's say it this way. Let's say it this way. Okay. To say he stood up his wife. He stood her up.
Yes.
If he couldn't come, he didn't stand her up. I would have stood her up anyway, but I didn't because I couldn't come. That's not called standing her up. It's calling it maybe he's a guy who would have stood her up anyway, but he didn't because he couldn't. That's not called I stood her up. It's not called did I show up? I didn't show up. I didn't show up, but I didn't stand her up if I couldn't come. Stand her up is I made it. I am not coming. If I couldn't come, it's not called standing her up.
What happens in the case by the field if the woman wanted it, but the guy also put a gun to her head? She's not chayiv now?
That's exactly the same case. That's the case with Bochbe brings. That's what Bochbe says. Bochbe says, totally machlokes. Bochbe says, totally machlokes. That exact case. That exact case. That exact case.
She wanted it, but God looked up to her. She's not sure what's her husband.
I don't understand exactly what
you're saying. That's exactly the case.
I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but he talks about that, right? Tzvi Bezalman, he talks about
he's trying to say that she would have been masking, but
that's the case of Esther. Esther lost to Mordechai. It's the same case as Esther.
They have the same shot. That's the same shot in Ksubis. Declare this exact shot. Declare in Ksubis. In that exact shot. It's here. It's not Ksubis. It's here. We're gonna see it. Hold up. We're gonna see it. It's gonna come up. It's coming up here. That's the Gemara later on. Putzos and Snuyas. What happens? It's mamish the Gemara. This is the Chayra Nafkamina. It's a Machloikas Achroinim. The Chayra says Rabbi Yaakov Kumar. That's the Machloikas. Machlokes is how you're understanding of what's going on. Are you looking for that the Einus is wiping away the Maisa? Or are you just looking to say this? Is he a person that's an absentee husband? He's an absentee husband. Did he do a Maisa of Loibasi? He didn't do a Maisa of Loibasi. Is he a person that you would say is not committed to the marriage? For sure he's not committed to the marriage. So if you're looking for the Maisa of Loibasi, it doesn't exist. If you're looking for the person that's an absentee husband, he is an absentee husband. Yes. Yes.
We'll get to it.
Abnormal case, it might be different, but he's saying this is the normal way that this is the way the Pnei Yeshua was on this. This is the normal thing. And I mean, there are cases that it's going to change. Then the Gemara later on. Kopanim. Everybody said, let's go on, because we don't want to be here till 2 o'clock. Ateres Shmuel. Tonight, yeah? Do it tonight. Ateres Shmuel. It's a bomb kasha, my friends. A bomb kasha on Rab Chaim. According to Rab, there's actually bats and two kashas. According to Rab Chaim, if a person does something by this, how would you say that? How would you define that? person did a bellyness. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. So let me ask you a question. I'd ask it this way. Are there any times that you're not allowed to do an Avera bellyness? Which ones? Let me ask you a question. What's the problem with doing a bellyness? Furious the kasha, what do you say? I didn't do it. What do you remember? I didn't do it.
And not do this.
That what? Says Mati, the Chiddush is, even though Ayin is called to a cool, called that I didn't do it, this is called I did it.
It's why you butter.
So that up, what? That's what we think.
Why you butter?
Why is behavior?
If you do them, you're not chayiv.
The mitzvah, the halacha is if you do them, you're not going to be chayiv. So there's some sort of p'tor. It's not the same p'tor Ayinus, it's a different p'tor. It's getting very sticky. And at Kamez, Ayin is called I didn't do it. So by these three, it's called I did it. Like, how did that change? I did it, but it's a strange thing. Another kasha. If an Ashes Kayan is Nenas means she's attacked and violated. She's also to her husband. That's the makar for Einus Rachmana Patre, Lanaira Lusasadavar. Why is she also to her husband? It was an Einus. Even by Einus, she's also to her husband. Why is she also to her husband? If you tell me it's because, if you tell me it's because Einus Rachmana Patre, we patter you. So is this a punishment to her that she's also to her husband? For sure not. We're not punishing you, but the Maisa, this happened, it happened, so then you're going
to be. It's going to be a punishment.
It's not a punishment.
What?
It's same thing, Mamzeris is not a punishment. Is Mamzeris a punishment?
Mamzeris is reality.
This is also Matthias. The Maisa, this happened. It happened, so then, lady, I'm sorry, you can't be married to a client anymore.
Against her will, so yeah.
It's not a punishment. It just, it stinks for her, but it's not a punishment. Mamzeris also stinks for him. You know what I mean? It's also like that good. But it's a reality. Listen, kid, this is your DNA. Listen, lady, I'm sorry, but this is what you are. And right now, you can't be married to a client anymore. I feel really bad for you. You didn't do anything wrong. Lady did nothing wrong. So therefore, it's not, but if you're saying there's no Maisa here, so it didn't happen.
No one's going to deny that it happened. Oh. It happened.
How about it happened? So what's the pshat? What's the pshat?
Spiritually, you're not punished. You're still. The main thing is you're not punished for that.
No, that's not punished. Okay, so we got to figure out the nusach.
The mitzvah happens, not malicious. Not malicious to you.
Separate from you. Okay, so that we have to figure out. What? Do you have it? So someone has to be that I didn't do the mitzvah.
The mitzvah was done.
The Shaila is, so that makes sense maybe for when it comes to it for her husband. The Maisa, she had beer with another man, right? It happens. It's not, but by
Avodah Zarah, you have to look at if we care about who did the act or about the act.
So by Avodah Zarah, Gilas Shichas Damim, why can't I do it? It's not this Yachas to me.
Those things can't be done.
Oh, to say that over there the Torah is mechadish, it's not about you doing it. It's about the Torah. You cannot have that done. You have to make sure, and when it happens, you're achray for not happening. What about Avodah Zarah?
Somebody to do it.
Otherwise, it's not. So then we have a problem.
There's a din
that Yorg Vayavar and Avodah Zarah. Why is the din Yorg Vayavar and Avodah Zarah? Hold on one second. Why is the din Yorg Vayavar and Avodah Zarah?
If someone's not doing it, it's not.
So I'm asking a question. Why is the din Yorg Vayavar and Avodah Zarah?
Why isn't there?
Obviously, Hashem doesn't want it to happen. So if Hashem doesn't want it to happen, what's the nevad? You're changing the whole agdar. We're saying that oynes means it's not nisyachas to you. It's not nisyachas to you.
Rabbi, okay. By the case of the ishes,
why not?
No, he got drugged and he woke up bowing down.
There's no real difference.
Yeah. But over here, so you have to. So says the Chem de Shleima. Says the Brisker Rav. I'm sorry. The Brisker Rav says the following chiddush. Says the Brisker Rav to answer Avrami Sufferin's question. He says that a korban gets usher by na if it was nevad beiser. And a chanami avodah zarah happened, but because the avodah zarah is not nesiachas, I should have been yarg vayavar. I'm not punished for it. Because it's like it's an avodah zarah that happens without responsibility, without culpability, therefore it doesn't become us. Did avodah zarah happen? Happened, yes. But still, the din of nevad is only when there's culpability. Okay, it's like, again, we're splitting hairs. There's no. It does. No. That's why it's not a sabbat, no, because no culpability. But yeah, it's still awesome for me to do it because I'm not allowed to have an avodah zarah happen, even though I'm not culpable for it. I'm not allowed to be the one that's. That I'm allowed to have the result, and the nevad has to be when there's when the mice is something like that. Okay, it's a little sticky. It's talk a little sticky. Al kolpanim, Rabbi Isai, these are the two mahalchim. Kumtzegain, Rav Nochem Pertzovitz. The Heilige Rav Nochem, Zok the Heilige Rav Nochem. This is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Lishitasam. Listen here, Rabbi Isai, Klor. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Don't jump down my neck. Let me finish it up. So machlokes Rashi and Tosfos Lishitasam. Because according to Tosfos, what's the ikur when it comes to higiyas man v'loy nisu? What's the ikur? The loy nisu. So because the ikur is the blame game, the fault, we're saying, maz l'chagorim, it's your fault, and we're blaming you. So says Tosfos, I could say in the Gemara, listen, we're not blaming you under these circumstances. We don't expect you to do, you know, chveis. We're not going to hold you responsible for it. Because we're not holding you responsible, therefore Tosfos says the same thing over here. That we're saying you're an absentee husband. We're blaming you for not coming. Don't blame me for not coming. Why not? Because under such circumstances, we can't expect you to come. So the whole shaila is, do we blame you? Do we not blame you? That's the whole shaila. Same sugya. He gives my veloy nisu, and the sugya of harizikitechem loy basi. Is loy basi loy nisu loy basi? Do you say? Do you blame me for not coming? If I'm chala, we don't blame you. Why not? Not normal to come when you're sick. If it's pesanita, we don't blame you. Why not? It's not normal to get married. If I'm loy basi, we won't blame you. Why not? Because it's not normal to come into these things. I did my best. I ran into a lot of complications. Don't blame me. No blame. No blame.
You didn't come.
What we're saying, we don't care that you didn't come. We don't care when you didn't come, because the tonight was not that you have to be there. The tonight is you cannot be an absentee husband. We understand that that's what you meant in the time. So if we don't blame you, you're not going to be held responsible. Let me ask the question, was he nisu? Gizman beloy nisu. Was he nisu?
Yes.
No. 12 months, was he nisu? No. So why don't we make him feed him? Because we're not going to blame you. If he was loy nisu just because Stami's not in the mood, or then we will blame him. But if it's chala, we don't blame him. Chol sehi, we don't blame him. Pirsi, we don't blame him. Why not? Because it's not normal. Or we also, we're not going to blame you. Says Reb Nochem, that fits like a glove, my man. That fits like a glove. It's beautiful. That's the Reb Tosfos Lishitasam. And Rashi also. Rashi holds it's the Igiyas Man. The Igiyas Man is the Mechayif. So listen, is it Igiyas Man, yes or no? We're not looking to blame you. We're just saying, buddy, time's up. Time's up, and that's it. If the time's up, you need something that's going to be able to get you out of this. What's going to get you out of this? You're going to need an Onis Rachman, a patre, like a real serious p'tur to get you out of this. If you don't have a serious p'tur, you're not getting out. That's why Rashi has to come on to Onis Rachman, a patre. The Igiyas Man is the Mechayif. That's why you need. Boy say. You need a pen? You need a pen? Yeah, here, take this. That's an Adair Sotir pen. It's good. Boy say, as I learned the Acharoinim. The shaila is azay. We have two shailas on Rashi that are. One of them is a diakol, and the other one is a problem. Is a serious problem. L'chayra. L'chayra, the other one's a serious problem. The diakol is as follows: Rashi kiseder. Rashi's throwing around the lashon of ein tainas oines begitten. Tainas oines begitten. Says it a lot of times. The lashon ein tainas oines. Can he tain oines? according to Reb Chaim, is Einus Rach, excuse me, Einus Rachman Apatri a taina? Is it a taina v'chlal? It's a metzias. There was no lobasi here. The lobasi didn't happen. So let me ask a question. Let's say a man says, Hareza Gitech if it rains tomorrow. And it doesn't rain. Does he have to taina? There's no get? Or there's just no get? There's no get. Because the tonight didn't happen. Reb Chaim is saying the tonight didn't happen. There's no lobasi. It didn't happen. So what's the tainas oinus begin? How do you understand that? It's a diakwa. There's another problem. We understood in Rashi the loy bossy. I'm sorry, the higiyazman is the machayev. If the higiyazman is the machayev, so what is the pas oinus? The higiyazman is the machayev. So where's the oinus rachmana patre? What, it's a gizman. It's not totally in what you did or what you didn't do. It's a gizman. What?
Yeah.
Oh, we can make it not a gizman. But what does that have to do with Anis Rahman Apatre? We can make it not a gizman. You do that. We said in Rashi, we're constantly making it not a gizman. We said that if it's chala, if it's Anis Takanta Tekina Re Rabbanan, it's not a gizman. What? Whole vort of Reb Chaim was it's called a Maisa of Loi Nisu. The Maisa is not Nisyachas. There's nothing to do with the Maisa over here. There's nothing to do with the Maisa. It's the Yizman as the Machayim, not the Loi Nisu. We said yesterday, Reb Chaim, anything makes more sense according to Tosfos. That's a Loi Nisu. It's not called a Loi Nisu. But why does it fit in Rashi? So comes Reb Nochem, and Reb Nochem says a Murdik Echidish. And everybody said there's a lot more to do, but I guess we're not going to get a chance to do it. This Kashuk Echem is very important. I don't think we're going to get a chance to do it now. Comes Reb Chaim, Reb Nachum says, "Amar de kechidish." He turns the whole Gemara on its head. Reb Nachum says, "Okay, let's get back. Let's not be so brisk. Let's get back into this lady's head and this man's head. What is he saying? Why is he giving her a get imloy basi me'akanved yud beis chidish?" So we said because she really wants him to come back, and he's been an absentee husband. Let's stick with that for a moment. So let's think for right now. What is the end game and what is the incentive? Is the end game gerushin and the incentive is that he should come back and not come back? Or the end game is we want him back and the incentive is the gerushin? In other words, what's going on? He says to her, "Lady, I'm going away." She says, "Don't go away. I gotta go away. I'm never gonna see you again. I can't take this anymore. You're leaving." He says, "Listen, I'm coming back. You're not gonna come back. You told me that last time. I didn't see you for 3 years. I am coming back. You're not coming back. You know what? This is a get if I don't come back in 12 months. So let's look at really what do we want here. What does she want over here?
To come back.
She wants him to come back. What's the punishment if he doesn't come back? The get. Which will write Tzuba and Heta, whatever it is. I want you to try to totally change the way you look at this Tanai. Change everything. The get is basically a punishment for him. It's a punishment. And if he doesn't come back, he's getting punished. What's the punishment? The get, the divorce. But what happens if he doesn't come back? But he doesn't come back because he was an oinus. Does Hashem punish when you don't come back? If it's b'oinus? Would Hashem punish you if you did a b'oinus? No. So, will your wife punish you if you do a b'oinus? Also not. If you have a good wife. So, what? You can always say whatever you want, but the question is it real or not real? You're right. Anyway,
Ain't a chanami.
So if you look at what Rashi says, Rashi now reads very beautifully. Rashi says, the full Rashi, Shematzinu tainas oines min ha-toyra. Is Rashi saying this is a case of tainus oinus? I don't think so. Rashi should say oinus v'chaman apatre. Matzinu tainus oinus min ha-Torah. The Torah works with the framework of oinus. So also when she is mechayiv, she's always matzinu tainus oinus. We found that oinus is an acceptable taina. To the Torah, the oinus is acceptable. Torah also oinus is going to be an acceptable taina. So the oinus patters him from the get, not from the tanai. So our question was originally, like, what does oinus have to do with the tanai? You made the tanai, you didn't make the tanai. You came back, you didn't come back. It's not about that. The oinus isn't pottering you from the tanai. The oinus is pottering you from the get. Reb Chaim was saying the oinus is a maisa of loy bossi. So therefore, you weren't mekayim the tanai. Saying, no, that's not what it is. It's a maisa, I was loy bossi. But, let's take a look. You want to punish me for that? You want to make me give you a get because of that? Oinus rachmana patre. So therefore, I'm going to be potter. So it seems like, according to the way that Reb Nachum learns, he says that really sometimes you have different types of tanai. There's a tanai of Arizei Gita Chamanas that it rains tomorrow. So is that a punishment? Is that meant to be mechayev? No. You have to understand every single tanai, how the tanai is made and what the tanai is coming to do.
This doesn't get into.
Huh? Anyway, you have to make a tanai kafel. Every tanai has to be kafel. Okay, everybody, so let's just do a little bit further than the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Amar Rabba, l'inyan gittin ein akein. Alma chasav rabba ein onis begit. Mino le le rabba ha. Ilem ima hada tanai, nareze gittichem loy basi. Mikan vayu shnei masar chodesh. Umeis besoich shnei masar chodesh. Ein aget. Meis hud ein aget. Hachala areze get. Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, Harizek Gitech Imloy Basi Mikan Vat Shnei Masor Chodesh Umeis. He dies within the 12 months. Meis Hu Dein Aget Hachala Is Aget. How do we know that Meis is Ein Aget, Chala Is Aget? How do we know that?
Because
we should have written Chala. Why should we have written Chala? Meis is not a good.
Ah,
Kol Shechein. If you're looking to tell me that there's a Torah of Einus, I should have written Chala. Kol Shechein. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says this. What does Taisa say? Meisu deina get, de ain get lachar misa. Hacholar is a get. The cholanami in a get the time of the hacha the in a get mishum the einus im kain the shtama chala the avi einus muad the kol shchein meis the ash the katil asik adaita the meis ika the meimer nichalei the tepel kamiyam. We didn't think the Gemara's answer yet. Interesting. I always say I have a klal which I'd like to share with you, and I challenge anyone to slug up my klal. I definitely never saw this klal. That's for sure. I heard it from someone, I don't remember. The klal is Tosfos will never, ever write the same thing as Rashi. Never. Tosfos is there to either argue on Rashi, add to Rashi, ask questions on Rashi, say differently than Rashi. But Tosfos, does anyone know who wrote the Tosfos? Rashi's grandchildren. They were not like just ignoring Rashi, or they're not saying the same thing as Rashi, like what are you writing that for? They learned every Gemara with Rashi, every single Gemara with Rashi. So if Rashi said it already, there's no reason for Tosfos to say it. I have never seen a Tosfos that is identical to a Rashi. I've never seen it. So I ask you, what is Tosfos adding over here that doesn't say in the Rashi? Or what are they saying differently in the Rashi? The Gemara says, Mei sudeina get, hachala reis a get. How do we know? It says Tosfos. I'll tell you why. Because the I chala nami ain't a get, time of hocha ain't a get, mishum oinus imkein lishni chala davi oinus mut v'kol shchein meis. That's the same thing Rashi said. I didn't get any insight into this Gemara on this Tosfos more than Rashi. I don't know what Tosfos. I mean, the last line, the hashtal asik adaita, I mean, that's like, that sounds like, maybe, I mean, so what did he say the whole beginning for? I don't know. It's just, so it's. I think there's a major difference between Rashi and Tosfos here. As follows. Both Rashi and Tosfos agree that Mace and Chala are a different level of Inus. What does Rashi say? Why are they different? Why are they different? Anyone? What does Rashi say?
Misa is the greatest
Inus. The what? Misa is the greatest Inus. Is Rashi talking down? Is he baretting the Chala? Is he talking down on Chala or is he talking up on Mace? Talking up on Mace. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Chala have oinus muat. Chala is like a shvacha oinus. Kol shchein meis, because meis is not a shvacha oinus. Is Tosfos like pumping up meis? No, he's talking down to Chala. Very subtle. Rashi is saying, maybe Chala is a good oinus, but meis is like the best. Tosfos is saying, Chala is a shvacha oinus. Mace, okay, mace is a perhaps the machlekes is lishitasa. Rabbi say, what does pirsanida mean? According to the Rambam, what does pirsanida mean? You can't do it. It's impossible. What does chala mean according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, can't do it. Meningitis or hepatitis. That's a very fine inus. According to the Ritva, what does Pirsanida mean?
Not bakvemt.
What does Chala mean, says the Ritva? Not bakvemt. Is Chala like a full-fledged dinus? No. So if we follow through the Ritva from last Sugya to the Ritva into this Sugya, as Reb Nochum said we should do, and it says over here, and he's Chala, so is Chala a real dinus? He had the flu. It's not normal to travel in the flu. Is that a full einus? It's an einus muat. Because chala doesn't mean that he can't. Chala just means it's not comfortable. Mace, he can't. So therefore, Tosfos says chala is an einus muat. Because Tosfos also learned the sugya like the Ritva. Rashi and Rashi learned the sugya like the Rambam. And if we say chupas nida means you can't, so then what does chala mean? You can't. If you can't, chala is a very fine einus. It's a full einus. Right, you can't. It could be that Mace is the ain lecha ain is God only Mace because he's not even here to do it. It's not like it's totally like, but that's the epitome of Mace. The epitome of you don't even have to entertain. Can he not? So it's even more than hepatitis and meningitis. Chayyur, this machlokes can be lishitasa. Rabbi said there's more here in the sugya, which if you go through the sugya carefully and we go down, as the Gemara tries to find me, no leila rava ha, there's more diyukam as to the machlokes lishitasa. We will not have the privilege of doing it together. Beis Hashem, Bali Neder, when I come back, we're going to be starting the sugya on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. There's a lot of beautiful things to see here on Gimel Amid Aleph, and hopefully we'll be able to get into the next sugya of Tachadis Ezra, which is getting back to the Mishnah Ksuvah. So I'd like to leave you with a thought on this week's parsha. Thank you all for listening. I know that it was a long shiur today. There's a major vart in this week's parasha. It's from Reb Dessler. major vart in this week's parasha. It's hard to say over the vart exactly, but I'm going to try to do my best. Major vart. So Avram entrusts his trusty servant Eliezer to go with an amazing, amazing undertaking, a very big responsibility. Find a wife for Rivka. And they have this whole dialogue of how am I going to find out who's the right one? What should I look for? Where should I go? And then he says, Avram says, listen, my son, even though I would like someone from Eretz Moladati, he's not staying there. And my son has to come back. So listen, this is the deal. She has to be willing to live by us. Says Eliezer, what happens if Ulai Isha Loisoiva Laleches Acharai? What happens if she doesn't want to come? Which I do then. Aram says, she doesn't want to come? Forget it. Just cancel the shit up. Nix it. It's either by us or it's not happening. Eliezer meets Rivka, and there's clear six signs that this is the right one, and she's doing unbelievable. She passes the whole test. And then Eliezer goes and he's speaking to Besuel and Lavan, and he's telling over the whole story. And he says, I told my master, maybe she's not going to want to come. Over there, the word ulai is written without a vav, which can spell the word Eli. Rashi says, what's going on, Eliezer? What's with this question? Eli, Eliezer had a daughter, and Eliezer was trying to say, like, you know, what happens if she doesn't want to come? Then, you know anyone else maybe you'd be interested in? Like, maybe, you know, That was going on in Eliezer's head. Eliezer was fishing to try to, like, see if he could do a shidduch. Everyone's like, it's not happening. I'm Baruch, you're Arur. Ain't Arur, it's Dabik B'Baruch. Sorry, guy. Wrong shot. Zohar Bdesa, listen to this Mari de Gazach. Why does the Pasuk tell it to us when Eliezer is retelling the story over to Lavan and Besuel? And not when it first happened. As it was happening. When Eliezer actually said the word Ulai Eli. Why only the second time is Rashi telling it to us? Says Reb Dessler, I'll tell you why. Because Eliezer himself didn't even know why he was asking this question. When a person has Negias, he's so blinded by his Negias. He doesn't realize himself what his motivation is. He thinks he's going to have a nice uplifting Shabbos, it's going to be beautiful with Klal Yisrael, I'm going to have a nice davening, I'm going to get to, Kever Yitzchak is open, it's going to be mamish, it's going to be like an aliyah, I'm going for such good reasons because I really want to be close to Hashem. That's what he thinks. And that's what Eliezer thought. He thought, listen, I need to know, what should I do? He didn't even realize. Only after the fact, and he's like, okay, this is the one, I saw it, it's clear. The water was rising, she's doing all these things, okay, it's done. Then he's thinking like, what was I? Oh, that's what I was thinking. Now he realizes his Negias. But when the Negias are happening, we don't even realize why they're happening. We think that we're there because we want to help people, we want to like care for people. We get all these excuses of why we get sucked into bad relationships, bad situations, bad opportunities, because we're blinded. And a person has to be aware of that. And the only way that you can be saved from it is if a person seeks guidance. You can't do it yourself. Ein adam roya nige atzmai. You can't do it. A person's pasul edus on himself. It's not shayach. So if we look and we try to help, have someone who has a clear head, then sometimes we'll see that the ulai is really a lie. Have a good job, Sam.
Yeah. Thank you very much.